today on a very special broadcast of Stuff You Should Have Learned in History Class, sponsored by Finagle a Bagel. We are joined by an expert historian from the University of Connecticut. Hello, John Cidiello.
Hello, Griffin.
We have some listener-submitted questions to ask you today.
Great. What are the questions about?
They are about the Atlantic Charter and the men behind it.
Ah, interesting. Franklin Delano Roosevelt and Winston Churchill.
Very,
very interesting people.
Yes, indeed. Our first question comes from Keith from Detroit, and he asks, what is the Atlantic Charter?
Well, the Atlantic Charter is a joint declaration between the United States and Great Britain to discuss both the nation's plans for and after the war of World War II. So FDR and Winston Churchill met to discuss their plans for after the war.
Yes, very, very good, very nice. Second question comes from Mitch from Alabama, and he asks, when was the Atlantic Charter signed?
The Atlantic Charter was signed in August 14th of 1941, but the meeting, in fact, took place days before, where they actually discussed the Atlantic Charter.
Okay. Procrastinating as always.
Yeah.
As American history entails.
Yeah, we never evolved from that.
Next question comes from Fiara, who is in Alaska, and she asks, who was involved in the Atlantic Charter?
Well, FDR, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, representing the United States, and Winston Churchill, representing Great Britain, are involved in this joint declaration document of the Atlantic Charter. And it's interesting because they couldn't really decide where to actually have the meeting, so
yeah.
They had to find a mutual place for it.
Yes. Very interesting. The next question comes from Nathan, and he asks, what was the immediate impact of the Atlantic Charter?
Well, the Atlantic Charter, its publicity affirmed the sense that solidarity between the United States and Great Britain, so it made an almost immediate impact for both Great Britain and the United States, but more importantly, their leaders, like Winston Churchill and FDR, would become closer as people and would almost bring the nations closer into allies. This almost ushered, like, the United States to join the war,
yeah,
and almost foreshadowed the fact that the United States would join the war on the side of Great Britain. And Japan probably saw this meeting as a threat, them talking about how Japan is going overboard in the Pacific, so they bombed Pearl Harbor.
A very strong ally, the U.S. and Great Britain.
Yeah, it is said that the United States is a turning point in the war, World War II.
All right, a related question from Ryan. He asks, what was the long-term impact of the signing of the Atlantic Charter?
Well, as I said before, it foreshadowed the United States to join the war in the next couple of years. But once it became known, the Japan also saw it as a threat and to the Axis powers. And Germany was not about the United States joining the war. So something needed to be done to tell the United States to just stay away from the war. So Japan felt that bombing Pearl Harbor would almost, like,
intimidate,
exactly, that's a perfect word for it, intimidate the United States to stay out of the war, to prevent, like, injuries and deaths of the United States people.
Even though it sort of caused, like, the opposite to happen.
Yeah.
It made the United States want to fight back.
Yeah, it didn't turn out the way that Japan thought it would.
All right, I have another question. Katie asks, what was the reasons for the meeting being called?
Well, it was a response to the geopolitical situation in Europe. So the geopolitical situation was very bad because the whole western part of Europe was being destroyed by war, and Germany, like, invading France and Belgium. So Britain saw it as, like, they were the next target, so they needed help. So Winston Churchill thought that going to the United States would be a very successful part of the war, a very strong strategy.
And successful it was.
Yeah, it turns out it was very successful for his benefit.
You said before that they had to meet in a neutral location. Do you know exactly where they met?
They met on the USS Augusta, in Placentia Bay, Newfoundland. And it was interesting because it was on a ship.
Yeah.
And so something weird about it was FDR probably had to lie about it so that the people weren't getting suspicious that we are going to join the war.
That's had to meet in secret.
Yeah. So, like, they tried to keep it as secret as they could. It probably didn't turn out that way because later on, the Atlantic Charter became so popular that, like, you couldn't keep it a secret. It's the United States. It was such a big, like, country back then. It had so much power.
Yeah. Interesting. During this meeting, what did both leaders hope to accomplish?
Roosevelt hoped that the Atlantic Charter would encourage Americans to back the United States in going into the war. So basically, FDR wanted this meeting to encourage the United States people to get into the war. The fact that the war could change the way the United States is. Like, they could become more of a influence in the world, like, affairs, like this war. Winston Churchill wanted the same thing. He wanted the United States in the war to benefit his country. So,
yes.
It would make Britain have, like, a better chance at surviving the war and not being conquered by Germany.
Yeah, power and numbers, two big militaries put together.
Yeah. And at the time, the United States was in a economic crisis, but they had so much ability, like, future that could turn into this economic powerhouse of a country.
Yeah. Do you have any interesting facts about the signing or just the general Atlantic Charter?
I thought that it was interesting that it was on a boat. Like, they could have easily met in, like, the White House or in the Octagon, but I think the fact that they kept it secret, almost, made it, like, how war changes, like, the time for the United States. Like,
yes.
When they're not in war, it's kind of like they were kind of safe, no chance at not surviving. So I thought that was pretty, pretty nice.
Yes. I think that's all the questions we have for you today. All
right. So I think I have some pretty cool facts about FDR and Winston Churchill that they're just miscellaneous things. Did you know that FDR's favorite color was actually blue?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and Winston Churchill liked playing polo. Like, he wasn't much of a sports guy, but he liked watching horse races, and he was really into the environment, which I think that could have been another reason. Like, Great Britain could have been, their environment could have been destroyed by this catastrophe of a war, but Winston Churchill probably wanted to preserve their environment.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
It's very cool. All right. I think that's all we have for you listeners today.
Yeah, those were some very good questions right there.
All right. Thank you for tuning in this week, and many thanks to our expert historian, John Civiello.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, anytime. Next week on Stuff You Should Have Learned in History Class, we discuss the legendary tale of Al Capone. Feel free to send in any questions you might have. Thank you and goodbye.